Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We send grace and peace to each of you. So thankful that you're a part of our ever-growing audience. Over 2 million people have listened in to stuff that we've posted on podbean.com, which is this daily podcast and our sermons. And I'm humbled at the thought of how many people have been able to hear, absorb, and grow from the gospel of grace. We're in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts. Go back and listen to yesterday if you missed it. These, of course, are progressive as we work our way left to right through the book of Acts. You want to hear one day in front of the other, it helps to set you up. And that's exactly what Paul has done to his audience in Athens as we arrive at the 30th verse. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. And I got to stop for a second and talk about the times of ignorance. There was certainly a time period, as Paul indicates, in which man was just ignorant of who God was and what God was. And God overlooked a lot of those times. And I think we can do more damage to the Bible than we can help it if we spend too much time trying to figure out what it means for God to overlook. I think Paul is not trying to set up a theology in this verse about God's dealing with sin. I think he's trying to set people up for verse 31, in which there's a day appointed for judgment, but there's a specific type of judgment. And there's also a specific type of repentance. You see, in the 30th verse, he says that God commands all men everywhere to repent. But what we find is there are two different kinds of repentance in the Bible. There's an Old Testament repentance, and the Hebrew and the Greek will bear this out. The Old Testament repentance is to repent from your sin. It's to turn away from what you've done. And in doing that, there's a turning away from God, because God's the holiness that you have breached. Whereas in the New Testament, we repent to, or we repent toward, or as the Greek word metanoeo, we change our minds. Repentance toward God is what the Apostle Paul will preach in Acts chapter 20. We're not there yet, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the whole counsel of God in Acts 20:21 is to repent toward God and put faith toward Jesus Christ. Up until the New Covenant, men were repenting away from God. They were repenting from their sins, but turning away from God's holiness. In the New Testament, they're repenting towards a holy God and receiving him. And so Paul says, now all men everywhere have been commanded to do this. Why? Verse 31 of Acts 17. Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Now, Paul's message is going to fall on deaf ears, because in the next verse they mock because of the resurrection passage. But we'll get to the mocking tomorrow. For today, notice, and we may not even get to it for a couple of days, because this is deep in 31. Paul says there's a day appointed in which God will judge the world in what? In righteousness. It doesn't even say he will judge the world for sin. You see, sin has already been judged in the body of Christ. He says God's going to judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he's ordained. Jesus said that the Father has committed all judgment to the Son, and then Jesus said, I don't judge any man. But he said, I'm going, and if I'm lifted up, all of it will be drawn into me. So Jesus bore the judgment so that the world could be judged in the right standing of Jesus. So the judgment is going to fall on not whether you have done wrong, newsflash, you have, but it's going to be judged based on what they've done with Jesus, the righteousness of who Jesus is. There's more to say about that. We'll go tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.